You're listening to Atheistically Speaking.
Hello and welcome to episode 130 of Atheistically Speaking with your host, Thomas Smith. Well, let's go ahead and get to part two of that interview with Ben Bell from Itibon about the Reddit toxicity study. Very fascinating stuff, and I'm excited to get right back into it. I'll see you afterward for a little bit of commentary. You already mentioned a few, but were there any other reactions that were particularly notable? You mentioned libertarians were pretty happy with where they were.
Yeah, so I mean, there were a couple of subreddits that were just like happy that they were toxic. They're like, our shit Reddit says, one of like the main comments. It wasn't the only comment that came out of that, but there was definitely a contingent that was like, oh, yeah, well, obviously we're toxic, like, we're trying to take down these terrible things. Like, we should be toxic. Like, how else should we deal with this?
Yeah, and that's interesting because I didn't realize that. So you're saying that is like a pro-feminism group Reddit that's taking down sexist comments, right? Did I have that right?
Yeah, or any kind of bigoted comments generally.
Okay, yeah. I didn't even know that. So it's almost being toxic about toxicity, kind of.
That's almost exactly what it is.
Okay, yeah, wow. Well, I guess that makes sense that they would be happy about it.
Well, I mean, I guess my response would be that you don't have to be toxic just because you're talking about toxic comments, and that there are, I mean, what really struck me with reading through these threads was just like how totally non-constructive it was. They're just, you know, well, obviously it's this way, or, you know, just making fun of all of the Reddit community based upon these quotes that they're pulling and not giving it really a larger context, and just kind of feeling like being upset about it and then just like having people to be upset about it with, and nothing else there really.
Yeah, that's supportive.
In a way it's supportive, but then and also just like kind of generalizing about the whole community as a result of
sure. Well, can I ask you, because I mean, this is the atheism show and sort of, and sure. we haven't really talked about it. But I think I should emphasize right now, anyone who maybe saw this, or maybe even saw some of the articles written about this study, which talked about, you know, our atheism being toxic and all that. Very much, I think you can attest that was nowhere in your motivation was to prove that any one community was like toxic or not. It sounds like you took a very, very neutral role and were simply looking for a way to quantify anything. I mean, was there anyone who thought like, oh, he's just trying to, you know, show that our red pill, for example, is toxic? Was there anyone who?
Oh, I mean, every single subreddit had somebody say that.
Exactly.
I was looking to make them particularly. Yeah, no, totally.
And I just wanted to emphasize, based on what you've said and all that I've read and our interactions, it really doesn't seem like this is the case at all.
No, there was no vested interest one way or another. Yeah. I tried to keep my methodology as agnostic as possible for any subreddit.
Yeah.
That was definitely one of the major things we kept in mind.
Having said that, I would wonder if there's going to be certain kinds of subreddits that will maybe be skewed a little bit, because atheism, I think, and there's no doubt that there's some toxicity there, of course, but do you think there's any... there's a certain factor of the fact that it is a statistical minority, and it's mostly based in countries that are religiously majority and sometimes imposing religion and that sort of thing. Is there any, do you think there's going to be a difference of some kind? Maybe you can't quantify it, I don't know, but between a community like that where you're responding to the situation you're in and the and you're needing to vent more than, say, R, get motivated, or R, do it yourself, you know, where there's going to be a lot more supportiveness there.
Sure. So Definitely there's a factor of like, what is this about that is going to determine whether or not it's, if it's a subreddit that's dedicated to like just looking at cat pictures, you're not going to see a lot of toxicity, right? Mm-hmm. And that's inherent. Like, I'm not trying to be agnostic of like what the topic is to the point that a toxic brings about like toxic language, right? So I wasn't trying to take that out of the equation. But I think that, I guess from our perspectives, it doesn't really matter. Like if you're toxic for a good reason or toxic not for a good reason, we don't capture what the reason is.
Right. Or, yeah. Or you're just good of a reason purely having, capturing right? toxicity.
We're just purely capturing toxicity. And there is something to be said too, that like our annotators aren't perfect. We do everything we can to ensure quality. And that things that are just generally more heated might get quantified as toxic, even if it's not necessarily. But generally I would feel comfortable standing behind our results and saying that even if, you know, one or two things are wrong, like the direction is going to be right on Reddit. And, you know, I'm a Redditor. And before I did this study, like I knew that our atheism was a place, I think it's known as a place that is not necessarily the most hospitable, especially to people that are towards theists. Because I think a lot of atheists, sorry, go ahead.
Yes, but I think most of America is not very friendly toward atheists. I mean, I think there's a big, I think that could create a lot of this. Now, here's my thing.
I totally agree.
Let me tell you where I'm coming from, just so sure. we're on the same page. I never look at our atheism comments. So as far as I'm concerned, it could be, you know, anything you could be telling me. Your methods sound really good to me, and though there could be some sort of bias of, you know, just because most people are religious, maybe there's some sort of bias in the annotation. I don't know. It sounds pretty reasonable to me. You look at Reddit for the posts. I just look at the posts and think, oh, that's a cool post. And that was the one thing that, you know, isn't measured. It's just comments. So as far as where I'm coming from, I don't mean to say that I think, you know, it's all sunshine and roses. I actually have no idea what the comments are about. And I can fully believe that they are toxic. I'm just wondering, I guess you can't factor it in, but a group like atheism where, you know, this country is very religious, half the politicians are like explicitly religious. The other half are actually still religious, but not, you know, not so totally. Overt about it. So I wonder, I don't know. I know it's going to be hard. And I know you're not, you know, necessarily doing the study in order to make judgments per se. But what do you think could be done about that? Do you have any advice at all for something like Reddit atheism for how to improve, or do you think it's at all excusable because of the climate we're in this country and everywhere really?
So first of all, I would say like I don't believe in like a Judeo-Christian God to that extent. I don't kind of identify with theism. And I definitely see these things that you're talking about as discriminatory. And it's frustrating to live in a time and place where atheism isn't really accepted in any sort of mainstream way, especially in politics. And I have a lot of my friends are atheists. I mean, I think a lot of people in my generation are atheists and have a lot of conversations about these types of things without it being toxic necessarily. Mm. And I think that I never go on the atheism subreddit because I found it just kind of unbearable personally. And it used to be a default subreddit, I think, and then was taken off.
Yeah, I remember that. Well.
So I think that there's definitely a difference between being discriminated against, having conversations about atheism and theism in a constructive way, and then having them in a totally non-constructive way, and in a way that makes people feel that they can't engage with atheists, right? Especially theists coming onto our atheism are going to, in that they want to have a real conversation with people, they're going to find that they're not really able to, or are going to be personally attacked.
Do you think that's the function of a Reddit though? I mean, is our atheism a place for theists to go to engage with atheists? I'm merely asking.
Good question.
I don't really think of it that way, but I mean, well, what I mean, is our Christianity? I mean, that's a Reddit. Do you think it's a place for atheists to go interact with Christians?
I think so. Actually, interestingly enough, there are subreddits that are like atheists debate Christianity. I don't remember what it's called, but there are subreddits specifically for that.
Right, but so I don't know that this is one of them. I'm just
Okay, I guess personally, what I find dangerous is just the idea of a isolated community having toxic discussion about another group without being checked, and having kind of implicit. I think that just generally, when you have people talking to one another in a toxic way about another group without anyone else seeing what's going on, without there becomes an understanding of the people within that community that what they're doing is normal, and is kind of a normal way to see the world, even though you're kind of within this small bounds of like the community that you're in. And I think that that can lead to some very unhealthy, just generally.
No, I certainly agree with that. Yeah.
The world, right?
I really agree with that. Yeah.
I don't think you're helping anyone as an atheist if you're just coming out and saying like all Islam, like all Muslims are terrorists and they're all like stupid and don't understand anything. Like you would have to be an idiot to believe in God, right? Which is, I think, like something that you see in on our atheism a fair amount, is people saying things like that.
Well, I've never seen anyone say all Muslims are terrorists. I think that's a straw man, but I think that I have definitely seen people say you'd have to be an idiot to believe in God. So I'll grant you that one for sure. I think that happens a lot, and that's not something that I believe. I think that, you know, that is something that is a problem in atheism, I think.
So I guess, yeah, and as far as like what you can do, yeah, that's probably not fair. Like, you're right, straw man. But I think that there is something that can be done to try and like make our atheism a place that people want to engage in, because that's how you're going to get, like, wouldn't you want someone who's a theist to come in to our atheism and have a real discussion with someone and maybe change their mind, versus, or if even if they don't change their mind, coming away with like a better respect for atheists and your point of view, versus coming in and feeling like, oh, well, this is obviously, these people don't respect me, respect my point of view, and aren't open-minded enough to see that.
Well, it's a very interesting question, because let me tell you as well, like you said, you had no interest in our atheism. I'm kind of with you. Like, I don't really have any interest in it either. I've looked at it, and occasionally if I feel like trying to check out what's going on or what's, you know, with the community. But I, for one, I think there are a lot of people like us, and maybe it's more general. I just don't really care about seeing a bunch of things I agree with. I'm not really... I mean, or to varying extents. I mean, it's mostly memes of it's quotes or whatever. Maybe they're good quotes, but it's just not really interesting to me. And so but I wonder, you mentioned earlier that Reddit is essentially just a vehicle for communities. You know, it's like a...
Yeah, exactly.
And so I guess in order to answer that question that you just asked about, you know, wouldn't you rather theists be able to come in here? I guess that's just up to the atheists, right? I mean, I think that I would say that about our atheism. I would say that if I were a member of it actively, I would want people to come on and be able to engage with it, and maybe get I don't know about necessarily like, oh, a sunshine and roses view of atheism. I don't know if that's necessarily has to be our job, you know, but at least come away with, you know, thinking about things. That's what I would want. But
yeah.
Since you mentioned that, you know, these are just ways for – they just reflect the community. It's sort of a magnifying glass. I guess a majority of atheists would have to feel that way in order for our atheism to be that place, I guess. Or maybe the moderators would have to drive it that way. When maybe, as it stands right now, maybe our atheism is a place to go because there's not any other places to go. I mean – that's why atheism is so big on the internet. I think it is a lot of people who you don't really discuss it in day-to-day life. I never can discuss my atheism in my daily life. I almost never can. But really? I can discuss it online. Yeah. I mean,
in Sacramento.
Yeah. And it has to do with where you are, of course. And it's worse in the South, obviously. But it just doesn't come up. I've found even with my liberal friends, I mean, yeah, you're obviously you're tolerated and stuff, but it just doesn't. It's such an uncomfortable question for people who believe in God are really invested in believing in God, because if that belief is proven wrong or even threatened, like their life goals and desires and like the way they've shaped their life is being threatened. So it's not a very comfortable thing. I think that there are 100%, there are definitely people who can discuss it in a cool way, of course, but I just think that's such a vast minority of people that honestly, I just don't bring it up. My last place I worked, it was very Catholic, and I probably ended up not doing well there because of that. I mean, I'm not saying like crying discrimination, but once the boss who I was, the CEO, I was very friendly with and was golfing with and doing all the stuff you do, you know, once he found out I was an atheist, that stuff all kind of stopped, you know, and it's just things like that, that maybe our atheism is a place where people can go have that community. And maybe it doesn't have to be a place where others can get it. But I very much share your concern of, I don't like any talk about a group, for example, Muslims, getting carried away with no check and balance of that group's influence, you know? So I do see both concerns.
Yeah. And ideally you would want that check to come from within the community too, right?
Yeah.
And I think moderators aren't going to have control over Christians coming in or not. But members of the community and just kind of what is allowed to be shown and what isn't, and how they set the rules. I think that they can definitely have an effect on how the conversation goes. And those checks can definitely come from atheists. Like, it's not just Christians or Muslims who have to say that like Muslims aren't crazy.
Sure.
And I think that even within the atheism community, I would hope that that would be like, you wouldn't want consensus to be that Muslims are just crazy, right? Or believers are just crazy.
Yeah, I agree. I hope that's not the consensus.
And part of understanding your own atheism and understanding your own beliefs is being able to really reconcile and like face head on what other people's beliefs are, and work through those and understand that those are legitimate points of view. And that there are reasons that people think those things. And when you understand kind of better what those things are, your own understanding of your own beliefs becomes that much deeper.
There is a line somewhere, right? Because we don't do that with a lot of stuff. I mean, we don't say, oh, let me see anti-vaxxers. Well, maybe you do. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I guess I don't know you personally, but anti-vaxxers, this is a legitimate point of view. Let's see, you know, like we don't do that with some stuff. And I think a lot of atheists, and maybe you would view this as a problem. I think it can definitely be a problem, but maybe I would be somewhere in between on this, because there are certain questions about religion that are pretty ridiculous. I mean, it's not really legitimate to say like, oh, well, did, you know, the earth start 6,000 years ago? Did it with two humans? You know, like that's just not legitimate. Yeah. And I think oftentimes that branches out into more general attacks, maybe, because I, you know, there are definitely varying degrees that people have their beliefs, and people come from all kinds of different amounts of commitment and all that. So I think maybe that blends together, because not every point of view is legitimate.
Not every point of view is legitimate.
Taken seriously, yeah.
But that also, at the same time, that doesn't mean you have to respond to it in an aggressive way.
Sure. Yeah. Yeah.
And I think that almost always you would want to be trying to respond to it in a way that is like intelligent, takes the other person, like tries to understand the other person, even if like you don't understand the other person and think that they're crazy, like give them a fair shot at trying to understand them. And just present your own view as intelligently as you can. And why you think that their view is wrong. Right. And I think if you do that, you're doing a better job, because yes, maybe anti-vaxxers are crazy, right? But if you're having someone that's looking at your conversation, or the person you're talking to who's the anti-vaxxer, like, do you want them to think that everyone who's not an anti-vaxxer is just super mean and aggressive, and doesn't think intelligently about things, and is just kind of has their view and attacks anyone who doesn't have that same view? Or do you want them to think, oh, well, these people are actually reasonable?
Let me ask you this. It just sprung to mind. Do you think your annotators, and maybe, you know, you had an example of this, I don't know, but would they have, do you think they would have differentiated if there was a comment in atheism that said, Christianity is fucking stupid or something like that? would they have differentiated between that and like Christians are stupid? I mean, I think you kind of addressed that, but given that, I don't know what, you know, where around the world.
I think if you said Christianity is stupid, that would count as like a group.
Yeah, so I mean, it's interesting
you're attacking
that,
like a.
Yeah.
Or I guess. Oh, I see what you're saying.
Because that is a belief system.
And I see what you're saying. Yeah. No, actually, you're right. I'm wrong. That shouldn't be a group.
Well, but here's my point. I mean, and also
that's not to say that they're going to annotate everything correctly.
Right? Yeah, of course. And granted, here's what I want to say to anyone in our atheism who maybe would have felt like we were being, you know, victimized by the study at all. I definitely don't think that's the case. I think that there are going to be factors just again, and I'm not sure to what extent you agree, but I think given that people are so widely religious in the world, I don't know. Do you have any sort of demographics of your annotators, where they're coming from, or is it all just kind of anonymous?
Not that I can easily get.
Okay.
I could get them, but I mean, it's coming from all over the world.
They have to be English speaking, yeah. Though, I guess, right?
They have to be able to pass a test of 10 comments and getting like more than 80% right.
Right. Okay. Well, so, anyway,
like, we have ways.
Yeah. I was just going to say, I mean, given the fact that, you know, such a high percentage of the world and America definitely is religious and religion is such a hot button issue and people who believe in God really don't like having that questioned. I wouldn't be surprised if there could have been a slight atheism factor that would, you know, that would bump us up a few ranks in the toxicity, just because if like the comment I just gave where Christianity is dumb, you know, is a Christian going to read that and think that's not toxic, even though by your, you know, what you just said, it sounds like it shouldn't be by definition. I wonder if that could have been a factor, but I also don't think that's the whole story. I'm not trying to say that our atheism is not toxic. I'm just trying to say there might be a factor there. What do you think?
I don't think it's impossible. I personally, before I came on here, I looked through kind of the comments that we had that were labeled as toxic. And I think that there may have been like one or two. So first off, like every single, I would say that there were more that were just like not necessarily toxic for different reasons that were labeled as toxic than were like specifically. I would say that it's probably pretty negligible, like that particular factor on the overall.
Just but, by the nature know,
I,
of
I,
the
I
also comments.
Wouldn't say it's not impossible, but I would say that's probably pretty negligible. And there really was some very legitimately toxic stuff in here.
Oh yeah. Granted, I'm again, I don't want to sound like I'm trying to conspiracy theory it away. I really am not. I just wonder how much that could have been a factor. So you're saying you looked over the raw data and you think it was more like a different kind of comment?
Yeah. I mean, there were straight, like very toxic stuff in here that's even like, doesn't even mention religion of any kind. You know,
fair
just like
enough.
On people. I think that's certainly not impossible. And I think that's a legitimate thought and it could have affected the results. But my looking at the data is that I didn't think that it had that much of an effect. But it's hard to say. I wish we could have done this with more comments. If we had like 1,000 comments instead of 100 per subreddit, who knows what would have happened. But I think directionally, I feel pretty comfortable with the results as we came out with them. And I also don't think that our atheism should be a proxy for atheism around the world. If I think atheists who listen to your podcast, if you aren't on our atheism and you want to get involved and you want to bring kind of your own perspective to the mix and see if you can help change that community or if that's something that you're interested in, it's an open opportunity for you to do that if you feel that our atheism is like reflecting poorly upon your community.
That's a great message. I appreciate that. I've taken a lot of your time, so I'll go ahead and start to let you go.
This was really fun. Thank you so much for doing this.
Thank you so much for coming on. I really appreciate your honest and expert opinion. And like I emphasized before, I really didn't mean to say that I thought you were out to get atheism at all. I think you gave your very honest opinion about what the data shown. And it's interesting that a lot of the comments, like you said, probably didn't even involve religion. we're just toxic in general. So that's right. I think people should evaluate that, especially members of that community. And your message you just gave was a good one. Maybe if that is something that you view as negative out there, listeners, try to change it. I don't know. Well, let me know what you think either way. And Ben, anything you want to say in closing?
Sure. I guess thanks for having me on. Happy to, I guess, going forward, answer any questions about data science or natural language processing. If anybody has any questions, my email is ben@ittybon.com. And yeah, great to hear from you guys.
In addition to pointing people to Ittybon and the blog, is there anywhere else you want people to go to find you? Or
yeah, definitely check out our blog, ittybon.com. That's IDIBON.com/blog. We have tons of interesting, we just posted one about the Like a Girl campaign, how I have to look at the exact
thing. Check it out.
We're posting blog posts all the time. If you're interested in natural language processing, happy to talk. Happy to talk about getting into data science. There's Zipfian Academy. And yeah, it's a wonderful world out there of data. Things are moving very quickly right now. It's exciting to be a part of it.
Awesome. Thank you so much again for coming on. Really appreciate it.
Sounds great. Thank you.
Well, check that out. I went right into a commentary from the end of the interview. Never done that before. Well, I'd like to thank Ben again for coming on. Very interesting stuff. I already got a couple comments, one from Mike Papps. A couple from Mike Papps. I'm going to read one and then kind of launch into my commentary on it. I decided to make another comment and provide an example of what I mean. So this is, he already made one. This is the second one. Let's say we're having a secular discussion on gay marriage or abortion. You oppose both for relatively reasonable, thoughtful reasons. Ben would likely consider it disrespectful of your opinion if I called you an idiot or a fool, and I would likely agree. If, on the other hand, your reasons amounted to "'cause God' or "'cause the Bible," I'm not going to respect that opinion, and I might call you an idiot or not find it problematic if someone else does. I suspect that Ben would make little to no distinction, or his algorithm wouldn't, between these two examples. Not all opinions, or those who hold them, are equally worthy of respect. Atheists tend to encounter many of these less worthy opinions, which might tend to skew the results. I'd really like to hear Ben's response. If he doesn't clarify in part two, perhaps you could make him aware of this comment. I think he did kind of address this in part two, I'm pretty sure. Mike, let me know if you're not satisfied. Yeah, but I'll go further too, just in case. You know, I'll be honest with you guys. This is more general commentary, not just related to Mike's comment, but Mike's comment kind of is a good diving board for it, as you will, or launch pad. I don't know. Anyway, when I first heard of this study, I did kind of have all these thoughts like, this has got to be BS. Like, what, you know, what's going on here? You know, of course, atheists are probably being unfairly represented here for reasons that I kind of brought to Ben a little bit. Like, you know, we have a minority opinion. Atheists think that 80% of people or more in this country, in the U.S., it's at least 80, are just totally wrong about a really basic thing. And so naturally you'd expect like, well, there's going to be some bias there. There's going to be, you know, we're going to be reacting to things. And the more I've talked to Ben and the more I've looked at some examples of Reddit toxicity comments, the more I'm not so sure that that's the problem. I think that there is an element of perhaps that maybe in the annotators, you know, maybe there was some fringe case that a religious annotator would have said like, oh, that's definitely offensive. Particularly in the bigotry one, I would be very curious to look at that data, the bigotry data, and see like, okay, what are these toxic comments? What do they look like? And their, you know, their upvotes and all that. But in terms of the toxicity one, I'm not terribly surprised because here's the thing. I was thinking, and I mentioned this to Ben, I mentioned, you know, maybe our atheism should be a place where we can go to just vent stuff and to just, say that kind of stuff. And that's true. And people do have the right. All you atheists who are a part of our atheism, you do totally have the right, I think, anyone has the right, to go form an online community and vent about stuff and even call people idiots if you want, whatever you want to do. I believe in that right firmly. And don't let any of my comments make it seem like I'm against that right. I'm 100% for that right. I'm for freedom of expression and all that. But when I think about what the toxicity measure is, as Ben laid it out, it is stuff that I honestly, I'll just tell you guys personally, it's stuff I strive for. I don't think I do a lot. I mean, he mentioned, let's just go with his criteria and let's just assume that it was annotated right. And I think we have good reason to assume that because, you know, if Ben followed his methodology and he laid it out and it seemed pretty reasonable, if it's an attack on a person, if it's a personal, like you're an idiot, you're, you know, I'll get to Mike's comment in a minute. But if it's that sort of attack, then it's toxic. If it's, you know, well, Christians are wrong, it's not toxic. Now, again, maybe we could make the argument that a Christian would see a Christians are wrong comment and mark it toxic. And that may be a part of the effect. Ben said in the interview, well, I don't think it was that. I looked at the comments and they're mostly just vile garbage. That's not even about religion. It's just like, you're an idiot. How could you be so dumb? That sort of thing. That's what he said. And to be honest, I kind of believe him because online commenters are just terrible. And when I think about this toxicity measure, I think, well, yeah, I wouldn't, me personally, you guys know me. I don't think I would ever, if I was on a forum, I'm not going to say like, oh, you're a fucking idiot. Like, what are you thinking? I don't do that. And I strive not to do it. Now, maybe I have in the past, I don't know. I kind of don't think so, really. I've always been a pretty measured person. I'll get into heated debate, but I'll just say, I'm not trying to be holier than thou, but I am just telling you that I personally strive to engage arguments and not get personal. Now, again, if people want to do that, if they want to have a community where they, you know, make little personal attacks and say you're an effing idiot, whatever, that's fine. You can do that. That's totally fine. I'm not trying to take away anyone's right. I don't think Ben is trying to take away anyone's right. There may be people who are trying to take away that right, and I would oppose those people. But when I look at this measure of toxicity, I think it might be onto something. I think that it is something we can strive for. Now, there are always going to be, you know, shitty commenters. There are tons of shitty people on the internet. But with this study that was done with pretty reasonable methodology, I think, and was absolutely not done in order to target atheism. That I can say for sure. Atheism was not on this guy's radar. It was not on Ben's radar, I don't think. In terms of like, oh, I'm going to try to show that this is toxic. I don't think that. I don't buy that at all. And by this, you know, objective measure, I mean, objective, at least in that it should be pretty neutral with respect to different Reddits, you know, our atheism was found to be very toxic. And I do think one thing we can say is that none of the super friendly subreddits, none of the super friendly ones and the super supportive ones, none of those were with any politically sensitive issues. So I don't think that atheism has a problem any more than any sensitive political controversial political stance Reddit would have. Now, libertarianism was one of the ones that was not supportive but not toxic, which I think is really cool, actually. But that may just be a question of an in-group or just a secure group. And also there might have been some moderation going on there. But it is something to strive for. I think that as atheists, now if you guys want, any of you Redditors, I'll address this to you because I'm not really an atheism Redditor. It's kind of boring. I see the same, for example, I just went on, I apologize for the, I've just got so many things I want to say about this. I just went on our Tumblr in action. I'd never been on there. I wanted to check it out because I was looking at the Ask Me Anything that Itibon did. And I was looking at some of the stuff and I'm pretty bored instantly because I get the picture. You know, it's people highlighting Tumblrs where there's super politically correct or, you know, social justice sensitive kind of stuff. And then commenters make fun of it or at least, poke holes in it, which is fine. That's fine. But I'm bored of it already. I'm not interested in that. It's too boring for me. I'm interested in a dialogue. I'm interested in if we could actually engage people that we disagree with, that's what I'm interested in. But that's just me. I don't know. Again, that community, feel free to exist. Feel free to thrive. You don't need my permission. You can do it, whatever. But I'm just saying that I think this study is onto something, and I think it's something I would personally shoot for. I would shoot for a subreddit where there could be debate and people can disagree and they're able to do so. Now, it doesn't have to be all super friendly and supportive, but maybe, maybe tone down the toxicity a little bit. And maybe that would be something our atheism should shoot for. Maybe, I don't think it's going to be non-toxic. It's a very sensitive issue. Religion is very sensitive. Atheists are, there are already people who are going there are usually not very friendly to atheists, if they're not atheists, that is. It's not going to be zero, but maybe if we could somehow shoot as a community for fewer comments that are, fuck you, you don't know anything, you're full of shit, anything like that. If we could shoot for fewer of those, I think they'd be better. Again, it's not going to get to zero. It's not going to be nothing. But I think it's okay as a goal. And I think that this study was pretty much objective. I think any effect that would be anti-atheism is going to be fairly marginal. That's my opinion based on the data that I've seen, based on the methodology I've seen. Now, I could be wrong. I'm curious to hear if you guys disagree. So as far as Mike's comment, where he tried to outline two different comments, he said, here's one where you say, you're an idiot, and it's because the guy is actually an idiot. Like he literally just says, I hate gays because of God or whatever, the Bible, versus I oppose gay marriage because I have thought out reasons. Mike saying these two, you're an idiot comments are going to be looked at the same, but they aren't really the same. Well, I think they aren't really the same, but I'm okay with them as a measurement, actually, because even someone who's saying because God or because the Bible, I don't really see the productivity of calling him an idiot. I would almost call those people idiots in conversation with other people, but if I was able to actually engage with them, which Mike's hypothetical, that's what's happening. He's actually engaging with them, I believe, unless I'm getting that wrong. I don't think I would say you're an idiot. There's nothing to be gained from that. You don't gain anything by calling someone an idiot. I don't think. I mean, I would say I would jump on this opportunity to try to dissuade someone of the notion that God has spoken to anyone through the Bible. That's what I would do. I'd say, well, the Bible, I've got news for you. The Bible's not written by God. It's very flawed. There's no reason to listen to it. I would really love to try to engage someone. So in terms of a measure of toxicity, I actually don't think there is that much difference. And I don't think you have to ask two questions, Mike. How often is that going to come up? How often is that exact situation you're talking about going to come up in the comments? My estimate would be not very often, personally. And even if so, why would you want to be okay that they're calling someone an idiot for that reason? I'm still okay with having a measure of maybe not toxicity. Maybe that's even a bad word. Maybe it's like, ease of engagement, that sort of thing. I'm okay with a measure of it. And I'll say one more time. I said in this interview, Reddit is just a vehicle for communities. If the community does not want to engage, if our atheism has said, I don't want this to be a comfortable place for anyone who disagrees, that's fine. That's their right. I'm not going to argue against that. But if you want it to be different, maybe shoot for it. Maybe shoot for being a little more agreeable, a little less shitty in comments. I think there's just a ton of crappy commenters who leave terrible comments. That's a goal. I think it's an okay measure. So that was my thoughts. I really did change my mind a bit on that. Because I've already laid it out. I'm not going to go over it anymore. So I think I will get to the part of the show where I thank my lovely patrons. First up, we got a new patron, Sarah Fullerton. Thank you so much, Sarah, for coming on board. I really appreciate it. The support means so much to me. And that's it for new patrons. But you could be one of those names if you go to patreon.com/atheist. I got to thank my top patron currently, Zimu Zinu, at the top of the page, I guess tied with a number of other people. So I'm not really sure how it picks the, maybe it's start date. So that's my latest top patron. Adrian Borschoff, Michael, Jonathan Moyer, Havard S., J. Aldenwalt, Bangs Naughty Bits, of course, Jerry Ray Howell, Peter Skelton, Brian Gerfort, Dale, Matt Garrett. And that's it for my top patrons that I thank every time. So thank you guys so much. Again, you are the reason the show goes on. I say it every time and I mean it every time. As soon as they go away, the show goes away. That's the truth. Patreon.com/atheist. I hope you're enjoying the bonus content with Jake. That's every week. That's a bonus. It's an entire bonus show that you're getting for your small contribution that you will probably not even notice. So thank you so much for those who've contributed. I really, really appreciate it. Also book club. I got a lot more signups for the book club second time around when I mentioned it. So that's pretty strong now. I think we're up to, currently 15, which is a lot of people for me who want to, read a book. That sounds pretty cool. I've got some great ideas for that. I'm probably getting around to setting that up pretty soon. Like I've said, I wanted to give people plenty of time to respond, but I'm pretty close. I think we've got a good number, and I'm going to be looking to set up a Facebook page for that, and we'll get going with that. So thanks so much to all those volunteers. I'm really excited. I've gotten your emails. I will be responding with a big group email very soon. So thank you for that. If you'd like to count yourself in, email me at atheisticallyspeaking@gmail.com. And with that, I have to say, that was a great week, very fascinating week of podcasts, and I hope to come right back next week with another fascinating week. I've got a guest coming up I'm very excited about. I'm not sure when it'll be, so I'm not going to spoil it, but it's going to be a very fascinating discussion. It won't be just a plain interview, it'll be possibly even a debate-ish. We'll see, it'll be good. But that's on the horizon, we'll see when that happens, because I've got a lot of stuff banked. Because I was married, and that took a lot of time. So, thank you guys so much, and I will see you next week.